Welcome to the sixth edition of HGF's Fashionably IP podcast. My name's Rebecca Field, I'm a Chartered Trademark Attorney at IP law firm HGF, and I'm joined by my colleague Lee Curtis, also a Chartered Trademark Attorney at HGF.
Hello.
As you know, the Fashionably IP podcast has been developed from the success of the Fashion and IP LinkedIn group, which is run by us and now has over 12,000 members, including many of the leading IP counsel across the world, both in-house and in private practice. This podcast series finds inspiration from the subjects commented on in that group. If you are not a member of the Fashion and IP group, please find it in LinkedIn, amongst the groups, and apply to join. To be clear, this podcast is not legal advice, and if you have any queries on the points we have raised, please contact us directly at either rfield@hgf.com or lee@lcurtis@hgf.com. This podcast concerns the issue of geographical terms in the world of fashion. However, we thought we'd firstly tell you just a little bit about HGF once again.
So, HGF. Well, HGF is one of the leading IP firms in Europe. We have offices across the UK, the Republic of Ireland, the Netherlands, France, Germany, Austria and Switzerland. We manage the IP portfolios of many of the world's leading companies and can do all things IP, whether that is clearing your IP, registering your IP, or enforcing your IP. Now back to Rebecca and fashion.
So in this sixth podcast, we are going to be travelling across the world and we'll talk about the protection of geographical terms in fashion. Why is that an important subject in the world of fashion, Lee?
You might think that geographical terms are not of importance in the modern world of fashion, a market dominated by personal names of designers, logos and colours. However, think about some well-known terms in the world of fashion, clothing and textiles. You have terms such as tuxedo, named after Tuxedo Park in New York, paisley, which are textiles originally designed and produced in Paisley in the west of Scotland. Suede, which is French for Sweden, and originally was used in the term grand de suede to describe gloves from Sweden, but then was used much more widely to describe the velvety fabric. And of course, you have the term denim, which literally is an anglicized term of the French term de Nîmes or of Nîmes. Now, all of these terms are now generic, but we also have protected terms such as Harris tweed, a name which has a geographical origins in the Outer Hebrides and the islands of Lewis and Harris. The term is protected under the Harris Tweed Act of 1983, and the stylized trademark is now a registered trademark. And it seems presently the word is the subject of pending certification trademark applications in the United Kingdom. Also, we have areas of cities which have become centres of fashion goods, such as Savile Row in London, which is famous for tailoring. So are there any cases which cast light on this issue, Rebecca?
Well, the core case concerning the registration of geographic terms in the EU and indeed the UK post-Brexit is the windsurfing Chemise case, dating from 1999. This case concerned the registration of the name of a lake, Chemise, for sports fashion clothing. Now, what this case established is that there is no absolute prohibition to the registration of geographical names as trademarks in the EU and the UK. Once upon a time, the UKIPO prohibited the registration of geographical terms, which had a population over a certain level. Indeed, prior to the Trademarks Act 1994, the city name of York, which does not have a large population, was prohibited from registration, even though the applicant for registration had shown that the trademark had become 100% distinctive via use in the United Kingdom. The Chemise case held that each case had to be considered on its own merits, and the questions which had to be considered in the registration of geographical terms was whether the term was known as a place of manufacture for the goods concerned in the EU, or that they could be in the future. For United Kingdom trademark applications, that applied how well known the place was known in the UK. However, what this case has led to is a certain ambiguity or greyness in what terms can or cannot be registered. Evidence of distinctiveness and notoriety of the geographical term can have a large impact on what can and cannot be registered. So, Lee, are there any recent cases which might shed some light on this important question?
Well, although it does not deal with fashion goods, the Grand Board of Appeal of the European Union Intellectual Property Office considered the question of the registration of geographical terms in a recent live streamed hearing concerning the registration of the term Iceland by the UK retailer Iceland Foods Limited. The appeals have not been decided yet, but the principles which will be laid down in these cases will be equally applicable to the fashion sector. In this case, two trademark registrations of the term Iceland, both for the word and in stylized forms for various products, including food products, but interestingly not fish and seafood, are the subject of invalidity actions by the Icelandic government. The Icelandic government's argument is emotive, and in simple terms is that the names of countries should not be registered, especially by, in this case, with the Iceland term, by non-Icelandic entities. They argued that the registrations impinge on the ability of Icelandic companies to market their products and services, further arguing that although Iceland may be a small country, it should be treated no differently to larger countries such as France or Germany. Further, it argued that the word Iceland acts as a national brand, which is of great value to the Icelandic nation and businesses. The argument over whether the geographical significance of a word can impact on the question of whether it can be registered as a trademark centered in this case to a large degree at the hearing on whether the Icelandic nation does, could, or would be reasonably known in the European Union for producing, selling, and exporting the goods and services at issue. Iceland Food accepted that Iceland, the country, was well known across the EU for fish and seafood products, but no more. This was a position that the Icelandic government strongly disagreed with, arguing that any goods could be produced in Iceland, including in one surreal exchange over the product bananas. Thus, in essence, Iceland should not be registered for any goods and services. Iceland Foods representative argued that the names of countries should be treated no differently to any other geographical location, such as cities, and indeed pointed out that geographical terms such as Liverpool, which has a population larger than Iceland, have been registered as trademarks. Iceland Foods representatives argued that the Chemsi case was clear. There is no prohibition on the registration of geographical terms per se. The argument is over whether there should be a strict prohibition of the registration of country names was essentially a political argument, not for the hearing at issue, and not a legal argument which should be considered by the Grand Board of Appeal of the EUIPO. The Grand Board of Appeal should give its decision in a few months, and we will follow this case. However, Rebecca, are there any recent cases concerning fashion-related items and geographical terms in the EU?
Well, on the 1st of July 2022, Louis Vuitton's French trademark registration of Vendôme was cancelled for jewellery and watches given its association with the famous Parisian square Place Vendôme, following a cancellation action by Cartier and Van Cleef & Arpels. The municipality of Vendôme originally registered the trademark in 2012 for a number of classes. In 2019, Louis Vuitton acquired the brand partially for classes 14 and 18. However, the French Intellectual Property Office cancelled the registration on the basis of a lack of distinctiveness. The IMPI held that the public would associate Vendôme with the geographic term Place Vendôme. The IMPI held that the trademark would be seen as a badge of trade origin and thus did not fulfil the essential function of a trademark. This case does raise a number of interesting questions. Would the situation have been any different if the owners of the Place Vendôme had registered the trademark, or if the mark had been registered collectively in the name of all the retailers on the square itself? The answer is possibly. Could such principles be applied to terms such as Bond Street or Savile Row in the UK? Can anything be taken from these cases, Lee, for the fashion sector specifically?
I think it shows that the applicability of the principles in the windsurfing Chemises case applies to both large and smaller geographical locations. Every case must be considered on its own merits. There is no one size fits all, and the registration of geographical terms is not prohibited as such. But how the public understand the term is key. It is, if it is purely a geographical term, or whether it can be seen as a trademark.
We hope that you've enjoyed our sixth Fashionably IP podcast, and more will follow in the months to come. Please feel free to share this podcast and review on the various platforms. Also feel free, if you have not already done so, to listen to our previous podcast episodes. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.